Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The Pima County Sheriff's Department has publicly stated they're not ruling out that multiple people were involved in the Nancy Guthrie abduction. That's not necessarily new news. They've never ruled anything out because nobody knows. The evidence, though, is contradictory. Sophisticated reconnaissance versus sloppy execution, insider knowledge of a home versus a ransom system with no way to collect payment. If this was more than one person, a partnership, a crew, someone who drove while someone else went inside, the dynamics change completely. Partnerships fracture under pressure. Someone always knows something. Robin Drake, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, is with us. Robin, investigators have said they're not ruling out multiple people being involved in the abduction. When you look at this this full evidence pattern, you got the weeks of reconnaissance, forensic, seemingly somewhat awareness of the door, the dropped, I mean, if the glove has anything to do with it, which I'm going to go with no. We have no vehicle identified, right. The ransom notes with no collection mechanism. So a lot of it's noise there. Does this read to you as one person operating alone or a partnership, or is it one person operating alone over here and then a bunch of people that have tacked on going, I'd like to operate in this and collect some money. I have nothing to do with this. But what there seems to be the idea that there could be multiple individuals here. How close to reality does that fly to the sun?
So far, there is no evidence that we've seen that's been publicly made that insinuates, and also from that statement, that they remain open to the fact that there might be accomplices or other people involved. Just means that they haven't ruled it out because the probability isn't zero. The law of averages, again, that's why you saw me glancing as you're doing your intro. So I wrote my numbers down. Likelihood of accomplice is less than 30% for elderly. So 60 mm-hmm. to 70% probability that this was a solo act, on top of the fact that there's no evidence saying there was anyone else involved yet, says that most likely it's a solo act. And it's just because nothing is flushed out that says there it wasn't a solo act. Doesn't mean that other people aren't witting potentially, kind of like we were talking about in the last segment. But for the actions themselves in the place itself, there's nothing that says anyone else is involved, and laws of probability based on past cases and research, especially with the elderly, because this comes into play, because there's always stats on these things, and then it becomes even more improbable when you give her age. So that's what really makes this one even more solid in my background, in my head, about the things I'm saying, is because it's low probability that it's anything but a home invasion. Even mm-hmm. more so with the age, there's low probability that there's an accomplice. Even more even less probable given her age. And so her age makes all these other things even tighter because the averages on just the elderly being targeted in this way are so remote.
Does it make it even less likely now that we're a month into this, basically, and we have had no leakage? I mean, if you have one person doing it, it's probably where we're at right now, maybe. But if you have more people, that opens up the door, doubles your chances, double your fun with double mint gum. But in this case, it would be, you know, doubling your chances of going away for the rest of your life or dying. When you have more people involved, that's certainly going to increase. And the fact that we haven't seen much of anything come out, does that point to even more likelihood that this was some lone nut or burglary gone wrong? I mean, when I say nut, I mean, because you don't have to be a nut for the burglary just to go wrong.
Right.
It could just a lone person that again, the intent was to go, you know, steal jewelry or whatever. And, right. And this is what we got.
Yeah. So, we mentioned in the last segment, there's typically three types of groups that could be potential accomplices in these things. You have the family and close relations, you have the you got the friends and coworkers, and then you have strangers or loose partner affiliations. Here's the averages on it. If there was, and that's why right now I'm saying if there was an accomplice, it's someone who's very close to this individual, because the law, the probability on someone flipping with in a close family relationship like that is only around 20%, 20 to 35%. If it's a more of a professional relationship, like they've worked together or they work together in the same job, we're talking around 45 to 60%. And then we're up to like 70 to 80%, or 60 to 70%, really, for someone who's even less affiliated. So family members, really less likely, around 20% are going to flip at this stage, about 4 weeks in. That's why that gets increased, that probability increases. The more that fear of going to jail gets in there, the more the sheriff or anyone can put out information that says, hey, here's more data, says we're closing the noose, because that actually ramps up that pressure of someone closer, which if there is anyone involved, I think it's someone closer to flip.
Well, and the reality is, if somebody would flip here, especially if this was not a murder, if this it was an abduction, she was injured, what something happened that nobody like pulled a trigger and shot her or whatever. If there's multiple people here, they got to be thinking, at least maybe they should start thinking of, hey, it's going to be a battle of who's going to be exonerated and who's not. Somebody's going to put somebody else away for the rest of their lives. You know, and you may end up getting some time on there, but one's going to be far worse than the other. So who do you want to be? I think is kind of where, if there are multiple people here, that they should be taking into consideration. Would you like to be the one that turns a person in? Maybe you get a sweetheart deal and nothing, you get nothing. You can walk free for the rest of your life, or you can wait for them to finally catch up with you, which may take a while, but they'll get there at some point. You can take that gamble and live in paranoia for the rest of your life, or you can flip and turn the person in. Do you think, I mean, this is how, I guess, you know, a rational person on the outside looks at it. Is this how a criminal looks at it from the inside?
It's always important never to give too much credence to how hard these people are thinking.
Yeah, true.
You know, my thought, I think right now they're probably thinking about how to escape. if there's, mm-hmm. if, you know, either one person or two people or three people max, because that's also the law of probabilities too, is like if there is any more people involved, it's only one to two more max. I'm thinking that the only thing they're thinking of right now is, can we get across a border someplace, and how fast, and how do we do it?
If they've not already done so.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that would be something that's probably already been accomplished, if that's what they're doing. Let's talk about the reward as of right now. It keeps going up. Like I said, as of right now, I believe it's a little bit over 300,000. I don't have it in front of me. Again, it's not quite you know, world changing money or, you know, I'm going to go off the grid type changing money. Does that need to go up? I mean, obviously, you have two things that occur when you put really high rewards up. You're encouraging other people to go do horrible things for large rewards. And you can also sometimes inspire people to talk if they know that they're going to be truly taken care of, not just their next car payment or buying a new car, which that can be about what a car is, $100,000 these days. So what do you think? The reward should go up. Are you surprised the reward hasn't gone higher at this point? What's your take on where that's at right now?
It's feeling pretty good. I mean, it's at a point where it would motivate some because rewards are good at generating tips and leads. Because what it forces people to do is as that number rises, just think about this, you know, when does the Powerball number get high enough where people who generally don't buy a Powerball, they finally buy one. Mm-hmm. It's the same type of thing here. So it reaches that certain level and we're at that level right now where it actually makes people say, wow, you know, $50,000 wouldn't make a huge difference. Well, I mean, it would make a difference in everyone's life, but for a lot of people, they're not going to rack their brain so hard because like, all right, it's not just 50, but it's $50,000. But now that we're in the multiple hundreds of thousands, it forces people to really think harder about the last couple months of their lives, who they saw, what they didn't see. And it forces people to actually submit leads that they might have otherwise have dismissed because they didn't think it was a big deal. Because we're really, really good at our confirmation biases to dismiss things we wouldn't otherwise dismiss. In other words, rewards force people to think of things that they otherwise would have dismissed, and that could have been the thing that broke the case. That's why when rewards go up, leads go up, and a lot of times it's the leads, not from someone close, but someone who had like a worker. In other words, if you are like, she had pool maintenance done. Mm-hmm. Say that your pool maintenance company, you have three guys that come to your house or two guys that come to your house once a month for your pool maintenance. And all of a sudden, after this thing happens, you notice that Jose no longer shows up, or when he shows up, he's really distracted and never was before. You know, that kind of thing you would dismiss. But when someone turns a reward up to 300,000, you're like, huh, what do I got to lose? Let me turn Jose's name in. And you never know. It could be that one. So that's kind of the effect that rewards have on people. Things that they otherwise might have dismissed, they'll probably call in. And then what happens is it goes through that baseline again, like we talked about in segment one. It goes on the baseline. All right, lead tip comes in. Let's flush it through this. Let's flush it through this. Let's flush it through this. Eventually, they go interview the guy or they do some research. And what they're always trying to do is they're not trying to catch someone. They're trying to eliminate him as a possibility. And so that's the process. That's a mental thing that investigators do. They're trying to eliminate people from possibilities because the more people you eliminate, you're only left with the one who actually did it.
You need to inspire someone to come forward and speak if they know something about it. And when you have chaos around the investigation and there's danger that could be introduced into someone's life for coming up and speaking, that's not very inspiring. That's not going to make you go, oh, if I go and speak, they're going to protect me. They can barely seem to handle themselves. That's a big deal. Should we be looking at this in a different way other than money? And I don't know what can be offered. I mean, you don't really see this very often, but I'm wondering if maybe it should be offered more than cash or maybe in combination of cash to inspire people to speak, because it's not just cash that's going to save the day. Number one, you better hope to God you can get the cash and they're not going to find some way of backing out of that. And, oh, you're not quite qualified for this while you're trying to survive after you've just snitched on someone. Promising security, promising safety, promising a new life away from whatever wretched existence someone may have if this is the person that's in your life. I can't imagine it's the best of the best. Should they be looking at more things like this for cases like this, offering security, offering a way out? Because I bet there's a lot of people around people like this that would love nothing better to have their name changed to Doe and them living in Montana on a farm where no one will ever see them again after the trauma and shit shows that they've been through in their life. We don't seem to offer that. It's just cash. That's not always a motivating factor for people. Security is.
I really like the idea of that because I've really liked Savannah's messaging and the family's messaging they've had when they've made their statements. Very empathetic. You had the one transactional one, but the rest are very empathetic. Mm-hmm. I would think, again, when you're just thinking things psychologically, so it costs you nothing to put out messaging, right? And especially well-crafted messaging can really be a beautiful thing to do. So imagine this. And so here's an idea, riffing off of what you said, Tony. If you actually put law enforcement together with Savannah and put together a joint message about that, about how we put a program together for someone to come forward with the tip that will lead us to the bad guy, or not to the individual that got caught up in this. You see, messaging and language covers so much.
And that had a bad day.
you know, because you got Savannah's family saying, "Hey, we're able and willing to grant grace." Not forgiveness, but grace, maybe forgiveness. That's all up to them. And have law enforcement say, listen, here's how this will roll. Here's how we're going to make this happen. Here's how we're going to. So it'd be, because like you said, the fear factor, because when you have chaos with messaging that we're seeing from law enforcement or non-existent, it doesn't bode well to allow you to feel safe. So if you had a joint thing together with law enforcement and the Guthrie family saying, here's our offer for someone or someones that want to come forward, here's what we can do. You know, I think it's a powerful thing that would, I think that's a really powerful thing to do. Why not, right?
Why not? I mean, I feel like it could be so helpful in so many cases. We overlook that as being a lever to pull as a factor. And yes, I know there's a witness protection relocation program. But it
doesn't really fall into that.
It doesn't fall into that. But something, we should have a lever that can be pulled for these sort of situations that's going to be the lever that people want. It's not always just going to be cash. Cash isn't going to necessarily protect you for the rest of your life. A system that suddenly changes your identity and gets you out of Dodge, that does. And especially if there's motivation to protect their own children and get them out of said shit situation, well, Here's the opportunity you never thought was coming. I don't know. It's an interesting thought. I don't know if the levers exist within our system to do it, but certainly something to consider for the folks that can make those choices.
I want to point out, so Todd, that one comment you just put up there about maybe one of the intents was to sow distrust. That is actually one I can entertain, because if the intent is to sow distrust in organizations, institutions, law enforcement, yes, that worked.
I've been saying that from day one.
Always. So again, this is what we do. We flush these things out. So I would say that's more probable than a cartel coming in and taking her. Just because that doesn't flush out. Because when you look at intent, do all the things and all the data points line up with that intent? And so that, so because a byproduct of what's going on now is we have distrust in law enforcement and institutions.
Yep.
So that actually works. I don't know whether it was the actual intent or not, but that is definitely the result. So I would entertain that.
If that was just the goal, they have succeeded. I mean, and it just like little nugget up. We look at it as such a big thing because, I mean, Savannah's a big character. You know, she's well known. So this must be big. And the crime must match, who it was perpetrated upon. Not always the case.
Nah.
Sometimes, really, especially if it's a foreign actor or something that was in here, and it's simply, well, this is a great little nugget I can throw into the American psyche to piss everybody off and turn them against each other and sow discord against law enforcement and distrust. And at the end of the day, all it costs me is Nancy Guthrie. And I'm saying that from the perspective of someone who doesn't give a shit.
Right.
I don't know, from the beginning, I felt like we might be in some sort of a world like that. I don't know what or why, or if there's a deeper reason or deeper distrust that is trying to be sown. But I thought of that right away of like, is this just another thing that's designed to stir the pot?
Possibly. But now I'm going to throw the fire and the wet towel on that on theory, only because I have been part of these things and literally part of these things in the Bureau, where everyone's always thinking it's a state actor doing these things for X, Y, and Z. So always ask yourself this question: for everyone that has a job, do you ever have extra time and energy and resources to spend screwing around with someone, or are you too busy keeping up with your own shit? So that actually is state actors as well. Very, very rarely, if ever, does a state actor go way above and beyond with limited resource to screw with someone. Active measures, yes, when it comes to state actors, like interfering with elections and things like that, using active measures like the Russians did, using Novorossiyskoye Slova and all the things they do to interfere, because that is good bang for the buck at the state level, like state nation state level. But to get down into the weeds of this granular level, I have never seen it.
I don't know. I mean, Robin, look at, just look at social media and all of the Russian actors that are there. I mean, there's fake things everywhere on social media that are designed simply to sow distrust and discord. There's actually one on this case. I've been meaning to send it to you. I've gotten people that have sent it to me going, what is this all about? And it took me about 5 minutes to like go, what the hell is this? There's videos out there right now, and it's being, I don't know if it's Russia, if it's China, somebody's doing it. And they're AI-created videos, and they look like a very academic individual talking for about 30, 40 minutes about Nancy Guthrie's involvement in some sort of a pharmaceutical case where she was going to testify. None of it's true. All utter bullshit.
Right.
None of it has a lick of reality to it. But if you watch this video, you'd be like, oh God, what is this? I took the video transcript and I threw it into everything going, what is this about? Like, am I missing something? All bullshit. Right. But thousands and thousands of people are watching this. People have commented on here going, was she involved in some sort of farm? No, she wasn't.
Right.
That's complete and utter propaganda bullshit designed to make us mad at each other, designed to make us angry at the healthcare system, and things we're already inclined to be angry at, and just stir the pot more. But they're using it with the Nancy Guthrie case. And they're doing it all the time. And these things are getting so hard to tell whether it's real or not, because they're not just some weird TikTok video or this or that. This looked like an academic sitting there talking in front of his computer. Not real. Not real at all. It took me 5 minutes to figure out if it was real. If it's taking me 5 minutes to figure out if it's real, most people aren't realizing that it's not real. That's a scary thing in this. So is it that far of a leap for them to go, we're going to go beyond just this. We're going to actually cause the events that then we're going to pack on here online and stir the pot with?
No.
Okay.
And here's why. Tony, you did a great job explaining exactly what they do. They take an organic event and then they cascade distrust on top of it.
Okay.
And so remember, if you're going to take time, money, and resources to initiate an event, You're guessing whether it's going to work or not. It's so much easier to take the time, money, and resources to cascade on top of something that happened organically, because it's already off and running. All you have to do is, in other words, the ship is already moving. All you got to do is kind of shift that rudder one way or the other. It takes a lot more to get the ship moving altogether. And so that, again, large nation states don't initiate something from ground zero in things like this. They will take something organic and then shape that narrative through active measures.
Sure.
In other words, the Russians did not decide to have Hillary Clinton run against Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They took that organic thing and then shifted it to sow distrust in our processes here.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what your videos you just brought up, exactly that exact thing. They took something organic and tried to shift it. It's just like this, I'm called the spear phishing when it comes to the ransom notes. That took something organic and tried to capitalize for their own profit. And so exactly the same thing here. So that's why I'm not on the side of it was someone behind this that did it intentionally. I think they took an organic thing that happened, some tragedy, and now other people are trying to cascade on and sow distrust because of it. Makes sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. No, that's why I love when I see these things. Like, I got to ask Robin about this.
I love talking about this stuff. It's good stuff.
Everybody's thoughts in the comment section. I got to take a sip of water. I'm going to cough. Everybody's thoughts in the comment section. We'd love to see it on Substack or on YouTube. The links are in the description. We'll continue the conversation there. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts or watching us so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and the many cases we watch for you right here. Until next time, for Todd and Robin, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.